You're listening to Infonomicon Radio, episode 48, release date August 17th, 2005. Only 3 more days to my birthday.
Woo-wee!
Okay, that was good. It is. My mom's birthday is on the 15th.
Mine's on the 20th.
That sucks. I gotta both send you emails.
And emails are so expensive.
I know.
Info motherfucking ass-tastic Nomicon Radio.
Because it is info. You got your nom and your icons.
This is Pixel Fiend. Listen to Info Nomicon.
One technology, one bit at a time. You're listening to Infonomicon Radio with Drew Sinofsky. Tech news you need, like it or not.
This is Drews.
And this is Obfuscated.
And this is Infonomicon Radio.
And stuff.
And this is Obfuscated. Where the fuck did you come from?
I was in the bathroom. I couldn't get my zipper up.
Or did you just get it stuck on your wee-wee?
Surgery's expensive. The government should just take care of all my health benefits.
Look, when your zipper gets stuck on your dick, you just gotta fucking force it back down the way it came.
That's it?
You gotta do it quick, man. You gotta do it quick. It's gonna hurt like a motherfucker.
If I would've known that, I would've been back sooner.
Well, the bits of information that you learn, you know, from our little show here.
Wow, I've been listening since I've been gone.
No, you haven't. Don't lie. Have you been keeping up with the news? We're going to expect you to have some articles ready. Like, I have so many articles, I'm going to go through 3 of them right now, and it's going to take like a minute, because I have so much to do.
So much has been done since I've been gone.
A lot has been done. We've started some other websites, and we've had some Infonomicon TV, and we got some new people on the Infonomicon crew.
Is there any groupies?
No. No, actually, no.
I don't get that. Other shows have groupies.
Well, we're not cool. Or attractive. We had homemade stickers. And only one person sent in a sticker for our sticker contest. It's so sad.
We can have another. I'm thinking about another contest.
What would that be?
The Felatio Rodeo.
You know, we had a contest a long time ago, and Rebel Whore won it. And I was supposed to send him a t-shirt, and you're supposed to send him a DVD.
Okay. So, did he ever get the t-shirts?
I'm telling my story here, man. So anyway, he didn't want a DVD. He wanted 2 t-shirts. So that was me having to buy 2 fucking t-shirts. So I sent him a Circuit City shirt and an Infonomicon t-shirt. And whoever picks up his mail was like, Rebel Whore, they don't live here, and returned it to me. So I packed it up again, and it's been riding around in my truck for several months, and I finally sent it to him the other day.
What?
He just got it. He's like, thanks, man. I don't even listen to your show anymore.
You're a prick.
But he got it. Look, I slowly come through with this stuff, man.
Why does he listen to the show anymore?
He's gotten busy, or we suck, but whatever. Did you know that HP has decided not to continue rebranding Apple iPods?
You know what? If there is a Felatio Rodeo, I will supply the cock.
Did you know?
I guarantee it. I guarantee supply of cock.
Did you know? It's a little cock, though. It wouldn't be good enough for a rodeo. It would be more like a calf roping or something.
You know what I went to 2 weeks ago?
No idea.
A cockfight.
A cockfight?
I did go to a cockfight.
Was it 2 naked guys just waving them around, or was it actually chickens?
One of the guys I work with, okay, he's 32 years old, thinks he's Elvis Presley, right? So,
I know Elvis Presley.
I hear a rumor that he goes to cockfights. So I ask him. He says yes. I'm like, they still fucking exist. They're legal in Louisiana. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Anybody doesn't know that. He's like, yeah. He gives me directions. He asked me to go. I'm like, I'm not fucking going to a cockfight. That's fucking ridiculous. And I'm like, Saturday, I wasn't doing anything except jerking off. And so I'm like, I call him up. I was like, you still going? He's like, yeah, you know where this place is at? You got to look for the colored fence. You got a colored fence painted like a rainbow. I'm like, eh. In San Francisco? He's like, no, it ain't that kind of rainbow. So I go to it, right? And there must be like 100 people there.
Did you put like some money on it?
No, but people were betting. Well, you know. Two fucking, and they have like these little tools they pulled on them so they can kill each other.
Oh, yeah. Got to sharpen them up.
I'm like, oh, my God. These things actually exist.
It's crazy, crazy.
They were serving
talk.
Nachos and hot dogs.
Were they chicken nachos by any chance?
I don't know. I was thinking about feeding the chicken to chickens.
That would be awesome.
Get a picture of that. Okay, anyway.
Okay.
Technology news.
Technology news. Microsoft got a number three guy in the other day, a new number three charge of Microsoft.
Who's number one?
Ballmer.
Who's number two?
I don't know. Maybe Gates. I don't know. But the new number three guy to that scum-sucking piece of shit company Microsoft, they're like, who knows how to fuck people over and make them think that we're doing them a favor? Ooh, Walmart knows how to do that. So a guy from Walmart is now the number three guy at Microsoft. Kind of works
what,
like that.
What guy at Walmart? The CEO of Walmart?
No, just some fuck.
Was he just owning enough shares to be like, have a say?
No, he was a big business guy for Walmart, and now he was a business guy for Microsoft. Fucktard. Did you know the British are putting RFIDs in their license plates?
I thought we were the ones taking away freedoms.
Well, I think they are over there, too. You know, they have, you know, a million fucking cameras in downtown London and all over the country. They might as well have RFID and just, you know, it's hard work trying to figure out what those letters say on those license plates on the camera, so they'll just get your RFID.
I thought they were just their last names.
So I'm going to walk around, and I'm just going to zap shit one day when there's RFID everywhere. I'm going to be the guy, you'll be able to tell it's me, because it'll just be like a fucking aura of no RFID around me.
So this guy, okay, what's the big deal with him? Has he made any new decisions, or?
I have no idea. I don't really read the news,
and you're just bitching
per se.
About it.
I just don't like Walmart or Microsoft, and they were both in the same article, and I said, ha-ha! Quit asking me questions I don't know the answer to.
But you're talking about the branding, though.
What? Let's move on. I have some actual good stuff I did research on. Those are my just little quick little bits. Did you know that we did not get accepted to the Tech Podcast Network because we said fuck too many times?
What the fuck is that about?
I don't fucking understand that shit fucking all. I said fuck the other day on college fucking radio.
Did they bleep it out?
No.
They must be playing at 2 in the morning then.
Yes. How else would I get on college radio? That would be the last episode of Infonomicon we've just put out. And speaking of Infonomicon, we want some people to help with episode 6 of the TV show. Send in your video.
Episode
we have some
6?
People. Yeah. We're moving along, man.
What happened to 3 through 5?
They're new. That you should pay attention instead of getting your fucking dick caught in your goddamn zipper.
Tech Podcast is the putting together association type of thing where, is that what that was?
Yes. And they didn't want us.
Community podcast, but they didn't want us.
Yes.
Because we said, fuck.
They also didn't want the Linux Link Tech Show.
Well, why not them?
Because they say fuck also.
Can we say cocksucker?
I call them cocksuckers a lot.
Did they hear you?
Yes, I actually made some posts on their forums, and I think everyone else should also. I was like, I fucking hate all you people except Filter Road, and you're cool.
They get the official getting the fuck in the ass with a piece of frozen shit award of the month.
That's right.
Is it legal to mail pieces of frozen shit?
I don't know if human waste is legal to mail. We should try that. On a hot summer day, like such as today, with my jackass mailman, which such as my jackass mailman. Well, hey, let me ask you some questions. Since we are a computer show, not a frozen turd show. When you think of Ma Bell, do you think of Quest?
They were on a quest.
Okay, to eradicate everyone else?
Yes, much like, you know, yeah.
But do you think of Quest Communications?
I think of Canadians.
Okay. When you think of someone that is a private investigator, do you think phone company?
I think Philip Marlowe.
Philip Marlowe. Well, anyway, this private investigator, whose nickname is Ma Bell, has a website. It's ma-bell.com. And she is getting sued by Quest.
What's her name?
I don't want to pronounce it.
Is her last name Bell?
No, it's Michelle Gunterf.
From what country?
Tucson, Arizona.
Oh, so in Europe.
Tucson, Arizona. You fucking retard. Anyway, they're suing her. And Quest isn't really, they don't really go by the Bell name. It's not Quest Bell or Bell Quest or Ma Quest or any of that shit. It's Quest. And if you look on their website, it's really hard to find the word AT&T, much less the word Ma Bell.
Well, let me ask you this. I was asking you this before, that, like, what does Quest have to do with Ma Bell?
Well, Quest...
And explain what Ma Bell is.
Ma Bell, for all you phone unknowledgeable people, which would probably be me, and you, apparently.
No, I know. I'm just asking you to explain it.
Ma Bell is a nickname for AT&T.
Right.
And AT&T broke up with this divestiture thing, and from the divestiture came several... these subsidiaries,
mm-hmm.
these baby bells, as they would be called.
Bell South.
Bell South. I don't know them all.
They're Eastern.
I don't even want to go.
Northeastern shit.
South Central Bell. I don't know.
Compton Bell.
Compton Bell. But anyway, Quest is a company that's come out of all this. All the trading and the buying and the switching and the whatever, anal sex. Quest is around. And they're not really called Bell. So they're suing this woman over the rights of using the Bell name. And they're suing her because she's using it. Anyway, I looked this up, and this would be a trademark if it was registered by anyone.
Trademark issue, correct.
And Quest has no trademark on the trademark on the name Ma Bell. In fact, there are three trademarks for the name Ma Bell. One was filed in 85 by Sunshine Biscuits Incorporated. And they have a very awesome little drawing that I'm going to put up on the images page on Infonomicon, but it's for Ma Bell potato chips.
Isn't Ma Bell, when it's concerning Bell, wasn't that just a nickname?
That was a nickname. All right, there's two other trademarks that have been filed for but not approved. One of them is this woman that we're talking about. And it is for private investigation.
What's her logo?
It's just the words. And then there's another guy, like she filed it on March the 2nd. On April the 2nd of this year, James Starnes, an individual, is trying to register it for his goods and services of telephone communication services.
Evil, well, that's kind of stretching it. I would have to say no to him.
Okay. Now,
because it's a staple of our language, Ma Bell. And if you're using it for our telephone services, then it's kind of like, eh.
Well, I recently...
Then, no.
I tried to apply for a trademark. I'm still doing this. It takes like 9 months to get an attorney to do it. It's just ridiculous.
What's your trademark?
I'm not telling you. But anyway...
How about in private?
You have to get a trademark for every... thing you're going to be in. Like, on their actual website of the trademark office, it says an application may have only one mark, which would be Ma Bell, but may cover multiple classes, such as an application with two classes would be one for computer software, which was class 9, and one for t-shirts in class 25, if you want to have a computer software and t-shirt company.
Right.
So that's...
You're not trademarking Infonomicon, are you?
No.
It better not, because I own the goddamn domain.
And I will take it from you. You little bitch.
I came up with the name, goddammit.
No, I'm not trademarking Phenomicon. And please, everyone out there, don't do it. It costs like $400, and like it's a stupid name.
Well, you'd have to prove you came up with it first, and we've been having a website for like a good year now, and you have a hard time doing that.
But if we trademarked Infonomicon for an internet radio show, per se... And then someone out there, like Pixel Fiend, wants to sell bricks. and he's making bricks in his backyard, and he wants to call them Infonomicon bricks. Obviously, people aren't going to mistake bricks for internet radio show.
Would that be the gay?
It would be pretty gay, but he could get a trademark on Infonomicon, and his goods and service would be masonry.
Right.
And it's perfectly legal that way, because no one's going to get those two things confused.
Hmm. What if it's something really popular, like Microsoft? Remember they had that problem with that guy?
Well, he was also trying to do computer work.
Right, but what if he was making burp sandwiches?
I don't know. Now, of course, a good business is going to have enough money to argue this shit. Yeah, and, you know, we're not going to fight anything if someone had a lot of money. Like, we can't afford lawyers and this crap and the other. We would just have to roll over and get fucked in the ass.
Which I'd do on a regular basis.
Oh, yeah. But this woman seems to be wanting to fight it, and I hope that she fights it, because this is very important. I mean, it's kind of stupid, but if they let the companies do whatever they want, that's really wrong, and this woman has a legitimate right to have this name.
To a point, because they're going to ask her, where did she get the name from?
Maybe it's a nickname people called her.
Then she can argue that.
She obviously didn't register mobbell.com expecting people to just accidentally go there for private investigation work. You know?
You're right, but you know how anal they can get about that.
So, like this other guy, this James E. Starnes, whoever the fuck he is, telephone communication service, that's a little different.
Well, that's definitely a no-no. They'll kick him out right away.
But Quest doesn't own a trademark on Ma Bell.
That's kind of like Yellow Pages.
Is that not trademarked?
Nope. That's why it's called the real Yellow Pages now.
Ooh.
There was a thing, oh my God, this is like 2 years ago, where people were mailing off, okay, if anybody doesn't know, you get your phone book, right? It's the Yellow Pages, the real Yellow Pages. And you get it free. But the way they make money is through advertisement. And if you ever check the prices on advertising in Yellow Pages, it's fucking expensive. And somebody.
But it works.
It works. Oh, fucking yeah, it works. So somebody was mailing out a leaflet or a letter to certain companies that were in the Yellow Pages saying that we got new discounted rates, blah, 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 blah. And they were sending them money because it was really fucking cheap, right? Well, come to find out this company had nothing to do with Yellow Pages. But because they never copyrighted their trademark. So that's why they call it the real Yellow Pages now.
That's awesome, man. That is awesome.
Another interesting story about it. I don't know if this is a rumor or not, but this is what I've heard. You know KFC, right?
KFC.
Right. And you know that's not called Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore, right?
Yes.
Now, there's rumors why not it's called Kentucky Fried Chicken, but the real reason is that I've heard is that Kentucky, a good bit ago, I think it was like 10 years ago, decided to make a little extra money on its name because their economy is shit. So they trademarked the state name, meaning everything that has Kentucky in it, they owe them money. So Kentucky Fried Chicken would owe them lots of money because all the advertisements. So they.
I was really hoping that you weren't going to say because it's not real chicken anymore.
Oh, you heard that one.
I was like, you're an idiot, but no, well, never mind.
Well, that's they trademarked it, and also it used to be called the Kentucky Derby. It's not called the Kentucky Derby anymore. They might refer to it as, but it's the official name is the War of the Race for the Rose or some shit like that.
Ooh.
Yeah, some weird shit like that.
Go Kentucky.
Right, now. And also, Neil Diamond has a song called Kentucky Woman. He's actually, like, told radio stations not to play anymore because it's the money that he makes from the radio stations playing it is not enough money to pay the state of Kentucky.
Good old Neil Diamond. Let's hear for him, folks. Da-da.
Thank you, Kentucky.
Well, here's another word that I can't pronounce. It's J-H-A-I. And there's a foundation. These people have gotten together, and they said, look, what did they say? I've forgotten here. Their goal is to make technology a cause, not a consequence, of economic development. And now people are always giving away computers. There is an old computer. We'll send it to some third world country and they'll use it. Well, right. It's really hard for them to do that because, like, electricity and harsh climates, old computers will break. And it's like, why did I pay all this money to have this computer sent over there if it's not going to work? So they are making really dirt-ass, really rugged-ass computers for people, like hooking them up to a bicycle to generate enough electricity for the thing to run. It also costs $200. It's water. It's waterproofed. It's in a sealed metal box that can survive being underwater very shortly.
You gotta be fucking shitting me. We don't get those.
No. But I think that's really cool that we're trying to help other people. I wonder what operating system these things run. It doesn't say, and I've looked all over their website, and it doesn't say either.
What do you think it's running?
For $200, the computer that's waterproof, I'm going to say it's probably a version of Linux.
Is it really?
I would hope so.
No, it's not. You know it's not.
Well, let's just move along. Blah, blah, blah.
Do you think Heisnuhuna from, Uruguay knows how to where you use Linux?
Well, Ubuntu is really easy to use. I think my mom could use it if she could use a mouse. I don't know. If you have the hardware, you can tailor the Linux to work pretty damn easy.
Well, I know. I'm just saying third world countries.
Well, is it any harder to learn that than it is to learn how to use Windows?
Come on.
Well, anyway, these computers were designed by Lee Fezelstein, I don't know. He was a big guy in the hobbyist groups that played the crucial role in the development of PCs during the 1970s.
And then he became, a couch salesman.
And then he became a couch salesman, and he sold couches. Anyway, go check this out. Their website is jhai.org.
That is fucking pretty cool, though. Why can't I get one?
Let's try to get one. I live in Mississippi. I need a computer.
I live in Louisiana. Do you think they'll send us one because we have no electricity over here?
Like, I have my own bicycle. Let me tell you a funny story.
I got a Nutri-Rat that can spin the bicycle.
Let me tell you a funny story. I have a friend. His name is Ice Knife. And he's a pretty smart fella. Or he's a fart smeller, whatever you want to call him. But he wanted to bring his antenna to DEF CON. He has built a Wi-Fi antenna that's supposedly pretty cool, and he was going to bring it to DEF CON, so he just brings it on the plane, he thinks, except he gets stopped at security, and the little TSA guy's got a little irate, because his simple antenna that he made is housed in a piece of PVC pipe that he spray-painted army green and has a trigger on it. They're like, what the hell is this? And he explained to them it's an antenna. Needless to say, he did not make it to DEF CON, and he was refunded his money. Why he didn't just try to check it, I don't know. Why he didn't just put it in a gun box, I don't know.
Well, number one, they would if you try to check it, they wouldn't let it in.
Well, no. Like, you can take a gun on the airplane. You just have to have it locked in a box.
You sure about that?
Yes, my dad travels for a living. He hunts a lot. They open the thing up in the airport. They look at the gun to make sure it's unloaded. They put a piece of paper in there that they sign and you sign. Then they lock it. You have the keys, and it goes under the plane. You can't get to it.
And they didn't send him to the tiny room.
They didn't send him to the tiny room, but they refunded his money and did not allow him to proceed on to DEF CON.
So he didn't get go to all at all.
Uh-uh. Which is really funny, but it's sad.
He'll probably want to comment about that.
He said I could talk about this on the radio show, actually, because he's crazy.
Is he not UT crazy?
He's not UT crazy. That would be total different crazy. And speaking of crazy, maybe I am crazy, but a long time ago I remembered there was an animated version of Animal Farm that you could watch on the internet for free. And I don't know what happened to it. I can't find it. I've been Googling for it. If anyone knows where I can watch an animated version of Animal Farm, please tell me. And I hate to be a guy that brings business to Walmart, but I went to Walmart and I purchased a different animated version of Animal Farm for $1.
Isn't there a live action version of that movie?
That would be horrid. Old Napoleon just wouldn't be the same without, like... Or old major, excuse me. Anyway, see if you can find that and tell me about it. I would like to know. All right, you talk for a while. I'm getting tired of talking.
I'm tired of listening to you.
Everyone is.
Did you check out that symphony?
The fuck is that noise?
That's my phone. Okay.
You're shitting me.
Yeah. No, that really was my phone.
All right, gay ringtone man.
What? That's Hit the Lights, Metallica.
Yeah, like I said, go ahead.
I had a Weird Al song on there, but... Anyway. The, Symphony OS. Did you check it out?
I downloaded the ISO. I haven't burnt it yet, but,
okay.
I looked.
It's a pretty interesting concept. I never even thought about it, but there's OS, Symphony OS, spelled like the Symphony OS. I think it's .com, but I'm sure it's going to be on the show notes. Okay, that was you calling me.
Yes.
Let me put this on vibrate, you fucking pricks.
Ooh, vibrate.
Yes, let me see if you can hear the vibration.
Hold on. Obfuscated's number is...
Hold on. Okay, listen. Shh.
This number is 225. And then some other numbers.
Okay. It's pretty interesting concept. It's based on the Debian. Is it Debian? Yeah, it's Debian. And it doesn't use KDE or how you pronounce it? GNOME, whatever the fuck you pronounce it.
Whatever.
It doesn't have neither one of those. It uses actually HTML.
Okay.
And like I said, I haven't used it yet, and I'm downloading it right now. I guess the whole concept is you can customize it easier like that, because all it is HTML. And I'm assuming CSS also. But the screenshots look pretty fucking cool. Did you check them out?
I'm looking at them right now, actually.
What do you think?
It's pretty slick. I don't know. Screenshots for Linux always look the same, and these don't. So that's cool to me. You know they always look the same. Like, it's like, here's Red Hat screenshot. It's just like the background.
Yeah, they
like
do
Red
all
Hat.
Look the same. You do have to, I do admit that. But the cool part about this is that you can customize desktops for end users who don't know shit about Linux.
Like the guys from GH whatever, blah, 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 and Ubuntu?
Right. So okay. This would be something that me or you can do.
Ooh. Are you saying I'm stupid? Are you saying I'm fucking retarded?
Have you did your own Linux distro yet?
Have you?
Yes, I have.
Oh, what was it called? Fucking Obfuscated OS?
Yep.
Was it just obfuscated? Was it just porn on a live DVD?
It was so obfuscated, no one could find it. I am that good. This chick didn't leave me a text message, as she usually does. I haven't talked to her in 2 weeks.
Did you get head?
Huh?
Huh?
Did I what?
Get head?
Give head?
Get.
From her, yes.
All right.
But, as anybody knows, those things don't come without a price.
Yes, I'm actually the man who knows most about that.
Yes. I got the head, but I also had to hear a lot of other shit that goes along with the head.
Anyway, moving on from that.
Don't ever date alcoholic chicks.
Or girls that are addicted to cocaine.
No, this one has an affection for pills.
Awesome.
Yeah. I think that's why I got the head.
Yeah, because it's like a little pill.
Bing bong.
Ooh, I'm zinging today. Well, look, y'all. Magazine people are getting pissed because people are just flipping through the ads because, you know, it's just like some print.
But anyway, check out Symphony OS and write to us and tell us about it.
I'm talking now.
Okay, your turn.
You had your chance. Rolling Stone and Us Weekly have a new ad. It's from the WB. And you're going to have a hard time ignoring this one. Because headlights on an illustration of a car will flicker, and music will play, and characters from Supernatural will talk. That's awesome.
Come again?
Headlights are going to flash on a car in the magazine, while music plays, and sound bites from a new show on the WB called Supernatural.
In a magazine?
Magazine.
How the fuck are they going to do that?
I'm very interested to see. Everyone get these things, take them apart, see how they work. But I think that's really fucking cool.
Wait a minute, in a like magazine you buy on a shelf?
Yes.
How big is this fucking magazine? Is it going to be like 6 inches thick?
It's the Rolling Stones going to do it, so obviously not.
What month?
Next month.
Next month?
September.
Oh, that's got to go. I'm going to break every one of those motherfuckers.
I'm going to go definitely play with those in the bookstore.
Because you know what that's going to be? It's going to be like those little toys and convenience stores everybody's always fucking with. That's so fucking annoying. I'm going to tell you what. There's this this convenience store I delivered to. And they have these, you know, Redneck Comedy Tour little dolls. And if I got to hear somebody push a
button. What? Hold on. They have a what?
These little miniature size of the guys from the Redneck Comedy Tour.
Is it like the little dude going, yeeter dud?
Yes.
On a doll? If I got to get that.
If I got to hear, get her done, any fucking time, I'm going to fucking kill somebody. They even sell t-shirts with get her done on it.
Oh, yeah. People have it on their trucks here.
Yeah. It's everywhere around here.
In the rural part of America? That's surprising.
I don't know if you wouldn't call that, you know, it's a little more than rural. You use that word when you're in fucking, like, Missouri. Over here, you just call it backwoods.
Backwoods. And now but magazine publishers are encouraging bulky ads like this so that they can compete with new media as a showcase for products. And other bulky ads are such as Anheuser-Busch, our good friend. They make some Budweiser.
That I work for.
And, well, yes. They're putting cardboard coasters in magazines. So you just pull out the coasters and use them. It's like, here's some advertising.
That's a little different than flashing lights.
But I'm excited about the flashing lights.
I'm not. That's fucking annoying.
Because there's going to be some kind of little sensor. Either it's going to see if it's, what's it, photoelectric or whatever it's called that determines if there's light. Or it's going to be a little button that you press.
What? Okay. You remember those? It's going to be just as annoying as, remember, it doesn't happen as much. I don't have noticed it as much
Max
anymore.
Headroom.
Is that what?
Max Headroom?
No, not Max Headroom. Hello. No, I'm talking about, you know, you go to a website, all of a sudden you hear a noise. All of a sudden, a BMW comes right by your fucking screen. You're like, where did that come from?
There's I'm actually flash. Working on something like that, talking about getting rid of ads.
Flash
That's
ads.
That's going to be on the next couple shows.
The flash ads are fucking annoying. Because they come out of nowhere. You just all of a sudden you start hearing something. You're like, okay. Then it pops out of nowhere. And it's a bitch to find a fucking X to get rid of it.
All right. So do you have any news articles or is it just all me tonight?
It's all you. I'm new to this show.
Okay. And if people don't know who the fuck this guy is, listen to old episodes of Infonomicon back when it was really good. And it has this guy on it. And when I say really good, I mean better than current.
Current Affairs. Also, another program I want to talk about is I'm doing some PHP work and on a site I'm trying to do. And as you know, you have to install all the good shit on your computer to have it show up. Or you're just going to have to like copy files to a web server every time you want to test it out, and that's not the way to go. That's just fucking dull as hell, and it takes a long time. So you have to install, of course, Apache or IIS and PHP on your regular computer to test it out, right? Have you tried?
But not anymore.
But nothing.
I've tried. Yeah, look, if it had default install right, I don't fuck with it.
Yeah, and it's not that it's hard to do for people who are listening to it. There's steps you can go by doing it, but it's just fucking a pain in the nuts. It really is. But I did some search and I found a program. This program's actually been out a while. I just haven't never heard of it. It's called XAMPP, and you can find it at apachefriends.org. And basically, it's just an install, and it installs Apache 2, and installs PHP 5, and installs MySQL. All in one install.
Ooh.
Yes. Very, very neat. And all you really have to do is go edit the httpd.conf file. It pretty much set everything up, tell them where you want your server to be pointed at.
Mm-hmm.
And there you do have a local host server right there. Awesome. Of course, and you can, of course, run a server from your thing, you know, if you have the means of doing that, you know, actually being able to run port off of port 80. But, of course, I can't do that, and so I just do it on my local machine and just to test shit out.
You know, you can change that.
I don't fuck all that. You know, people go to so many means of doing that, and there's so many loops you have to go through. It's just a pain in the ass to do that.
Go get any episode of 2600 from last year, the year before, Was it the year before? When they talked about it every fucking issue.
Oh, yeah, I have all those issues.
Ugh. So I quit buying that fuck.
You can go at doing it, but it's just a pain. You might as well just go ahead and get your own fucking server.
Yeah.
How much are we paying for ours?
$60 a month.
Okay, that's a little bit much usually, but you can get one. What was we paying for? $10 a month?
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Well, anyway, let me get your opinion on this. Let's say you're on an airplane, and some terrorists bring down something, and suddenly the government says, turn the cell phones off! And you turn your cell phone off. And, like, I'm in a really tall building, and you think maybe the terrorists are going to attack it, and you try to call me, and it doesn't work. Or you try to call your mom.
You to tell you
or you try
you?
To call your mama. Yes, because you do love me. Or you try to call your retarded little sister. Anything. And your cell phone doesn't work. What if I try to call out, my cell phone doesn't work? What if I need rescue help to save someone, and suddenly my cell phone doesn't work? Well, I think that's kind of ridiculous, but they're actually talking about that for Homeland Security, how they can turn the cell phone networks off, because they're afraid the terrorists are going to use cell phones to trigger bombs. Because, you know, kitchen timers, or radio, or you know, a really long wire, or just some fucking crazy dude with a bomb.
Or just one big red button.
You know, aren't going to do the job. It's going to be cell phones. We should definitely turn that off.
You know what's weird about that? I wouldn't know who to call.
You call me, dude.
And say you try to call somebody and just get put on an answer machine. Like, how lonely is that?
It's like, Droops, this is my last message to the Lord before I die.
And then it cuts
Please
out.
Please don't erase this message. I'm checking. It's like, beep. Hey, Drew, this is obfuscating. Click. Oh, man, that sucks. Anyway, there's a guy in a book I want to get. Schneider, whatever, wrote it. He wrote this book. It's called Beyond Fear, Thinking Sensibly About Security in an Uncertain World. And he has a quote, this is as idiotic as it gets. Have people forgotten how cell phones save lives in 9/11? Not just for the fourth plane, but people talking to the people in the Twin Towers. So that guy made sense there for a second, because the rest of the world doesn't make sense to me at all.
Let's all get our tinfoil hats on.
Tinfoil hats. I've been reading a lot of books lately. I don't know about you. I read Icon about Steve Jobs, and that's the book Steve Jobs said, if y'all publish this, I'm going to take all your books out of, the Apple stores. And they were like, yeah, we're going to publish it anyway. And then they took all the Wiley books out of the bookstores. And they have printed a shitload of these books, and they're selling like hotcakes.
You talking about Jobs?
Steve Jobs. Yeah.
He is kind of fruity, though. You have to admit
that. Well, in the book, it makes him cry a lot. Like, he's always crying and not wearing shoes.
He is weird.
Oh, yeah. But
then
I think
again,
we're all
you have to be to do, you know, certain things. It goes along with the territory.
I'm not, you know, taking him down a notch. I think it's cool. I wish I didn't have to wear shoes to work. He wears shoes now.
Mr. The Man Who Makes $1 a year. Because he
makes a little bit more than I do, I think.
The $1 a year?
Actually, let me tell you something. I recently...
isn't that true? Yeah, he's the one who gets paid $1 a year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But he also gets a company jet and stuff like that.
Well, of course, yeah.
That they gave him.
He's fucking loaded. He's not crying about anything money-wise.
Anyway, I have to go to a client's house tomorrow.
Is that what you call him?
Yes, my clients. I have to dance, and I have to work on their computer.
American
and let me
Gigolo.
Tell you what these people called and told me on the phone. I reloaded Windows on their computer because they had every pop-up they see, they're like, oh, we have spyware on our computer. We have to click this pop-up and download this program and clean off the spyware. And they're just completely computer ignorant. Anyway, they call me today. They ran their antivirus. Their antivirus said that their Yahoo was at number 5 and they needed a bigger number so that a Yahoo would work.
What?
Okay. Then they told me that they didn't understand why their Yahoo account doesn't work because they had a subscription to it, but their subscription ran out. And they're paying me to come over to their house and fix this for them. Did you understand a word that I just said?
I've had a similar experience recently also.
I don't understand what I'm supposed to do. Does Yahoo have subscriptions?
Oh,
and if they do, when your subscription runs out, it probably won't work as well as it did when it was a subscription. And, like, I just... I don't know what number 5 anywhere is on their computer.
The guy I'm helping now thinks IE is his internet service provider.
Like, what could be possibly a number 5 that the antivirus would pick up that has anything to do with Yahoo?
I think
they don't have Yahoo Messenger on there, but they're very upset that they have MSN and Messenger on there because they're like, we don't have an MSN account.
And number 5 does relate. Number 5 does relate to something, I think.
I can't wait to see it. I'm very excited.
I'm thinking number 5 relates to, let me see, 10 Commandments.
I can't wait to see what these people are trying to do. And they're like, there's AOL on here, and I didn't put AOL on their computer.
Okay, I think I found it. You shall not worship them or serve them, for I, the Lord, am a jealous God. Okay, father of the children. Okay. I think does this relate to the Bible? They're telling you. No, they're telling you Yahoo is God, and he's a jealous God, and you shall not use anything before it.
I'm going to go to yahoo.com right now and see if you can actually get a subscription to anything.
No, you can't. The only subscription you can get is RSS feeds, and I'm sure that's not what they're fucking talking about.
They pay, like, they'll put money, their credit card number, on the internet faster than anybody ever. Like, they think that if they go through a search engine to a website, that they won't be monitored. That makes no fucking sense to me. What else? Like, they downloaded something that they had to put their credit card number into. Oh, and it didn't work. For some reason, it just took that credit card number, and then they never got anything off of it. It didn't work.
You're going to be shitting me.
You should probably call your credit card company about this. And the trial version had found all these errors on their computer. And it wasn't spyware or viruses or adware. It was errors with Windows that was found by this thing and then wanted their credit card number to fix it.
What's the name of this program?
They don't know.
Bonzo Buddy?
I pretty much took their hard drive out, plugged it into a USB drive, plugged it into my computer, searched it for videos and images and dirty pictures of the guy because his wife seems to be a freak.
Do you got
and
that?
Then, oh, yeah, man.
You have it?
Yeah.
Can we post it on the site?
No.
Yes. Can you send them to me?
No.
Why not?
Look, last time I sent pictures to you, I got in trouble.
No, I didn't. I didn't do anything with those pictures.
Because you and Stank lost them.
Oh, you're bringing Stank into this now.
And I lost them too. And
Does he still listen to that? Does he still listen to the show?
Oh, yeah. Every day.
Oh, my God. I remember those pictures. I tell you what, I'll never forget that.
Always search computers you work on for fucking pictures because the nicest people have naked photos of themselves and they're nasty.
Come on, send me the pictures right
like
now so I can
grandma.
React to them.
No, dude.
Come on.
No. Anyway, so I took
send
them out.
Send them right now to me, goddammit.
I took
to see
them
the
out.
Pictures. You know what?
What?
You're a pussy.
You're a pussy.
I want to see the pictures, goddammit.
Then they call me and they're like, our fax machine doesn't work. And, like, I hadn't touched the fucking fax machine. I'd reinstalled all the drivers for the printer and the fax and this, that, and the other. And I thought they were trying to print from, like, a fax from, like, a file. No, no, they were really trying to put a piece of paper in there and fax it like a normal fax machine. And I said, have you tried the phone line? Maybe it doesn't work. And they said, oh, it's plugged up right. I'm like, look, if I drive all the way out there, this is without me charging them any money right now, hook another phone up to that phone line just to see if it works. Oh, it works. We plugged it all up. I go out there. It was unplugged. It was un-fucking plugged.
Did you tell them something about that?
I told them on the phone for free, and then when I drove all the way to the house, I charged them a lot of money. Because, like, they're dumb. With computers. Maybe they're smart about other things. But
you'd be surprised how stupid people get in front of a computer.
Like, if some homeless dude came up to me...
Logical. It's like, they don't think logically when they get on it.
And was like, man, you have a disease. If you give me $100, I'll cure it. I probably would not give that guy my credit card number.
I would. He might be Jesus.
And I think that's what they think about the internet. Like, seriously, they need to not do that.
Stop. Yeah. I think everybody listening to the show is going to stop sending spam to people.
Well, I have a code of the week.
Oh, we doing that again?
Oh, yeah, man. It is by Crystal Barnes of Tupelo. She's 18 years old, and she was in the Tupelo newspaper.
I got a problem.
What?
I can't find my lighter. Oh, here it goes. Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
Anyway, it's talking about a record store in a little town, and it's not doing so well because people are buying music off the internet and this, that, and the other. And it's like, online music services allow people to hear and buy music without ever setting foot in a record shop. They can do it all from home. That's how Crystal Barnes of Tupelo gets her tunes. The 18-year-old can't remember the last time she bought a compact disc. Crystal Barnes of Tupelo. I get all my music off the computer from LimeWire, she says. Then I burn it on the CD. Can you say, hey, we would like to be sued? My name Barnes. Is Crystal Barnes.
Crystal Barnes is the shit. I want to fuck Crystal Barnes.
Maybe her real name is something else. And she's like, I fucking hate Crystal Barnes. I'm going to get in the newspaper. It's Crystal Barnes. I steal off the internet.
And I also grow marijuana in my backyard.
It does say that further along. It's like, we sit around smoking weed, listening to the Beatles we stole.
Oh, my God. She did not say that.
That's how Crystal Barnes of Tupelo gets her tunes.
Did they have a picture of her on the site? Where have you got
no.
that?
No. I'm going to Google for that later. I get all my music off the computer from LimeWire, she says, but I burn it onto CD.
Moo! Moron!
Man, this tea is good.
Man, my coffee is good.
Unsweet tea. Gotta love it.
Man, I love a little coffee with my sugar.
You are a pussy.
I love it.
Hey, we're also working on this thing called Podcast Incubator over here. And we've got a new show. It's Ninja Night School by Low Tech Mystic. And it's interesting.
Ninja Night School.
Ninja Night School. And we actually have a ninja themed song to play at the closing of the show.
That's like something. Oh, yeah. That's not like something that you get off of TV late at night. You can get your diploma in Ninja Night School. In 2 months, you can get associate degree in Ninja School.
You got your throwing stars and your Kanatas.
You send 1995 now. You get Ninja Star with Katana. Ooh.
We also have a new text file from Fizzone up at Infonomicon. And
Is he part of the Friends of Infonomicon circle?
Yes, he's actually a friend of Infonomicon, Mr. Fizzone. He does our show notes. He did some Infonomicon TV. He helps me with the site because I suck at websites. And he's generally a lot smarter than most of us.
I saw a couple of things we need to change on the site, too.
Oh, are we giving you access again? You do one show, you think you run the place?
You know what's exciting is that I'll leave for... After 2 months of leaving, I lost all kinds of privileges. It's like, what the fuck?
It's like, well, you have to touch computer every day. We also have a IRC chat.
No one goes to that.
People do go to this. It's on Dollnet. It's Pound Infonomicon.
Is anybody in there right now?
I don't have IRC open.
No one's in there. No one goes to it.
Look, people go to it. And more people will go to it if you quit having such a negative fucking attitude.
God, you suck. Okay,
let me... You suck. We have a phone number. What's your phone number?
I should just give my fucking phone number, because you know what? I don't think anybody's going to call it. I honestly don't.
We'll put it up hidden on the site somewhere.
No. We should have a phone number. Do we have a phone number that works?
Yes, it's 206-984-9569.
Is it on the site?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to Dialnet right now.
Go to Dialnet. I'm going to open up fucking XChat too. Hold
on. This is where all the porn used to be at, but they changed to Undernet. Just to give you a little hint.
It changed over to Undernet, you say?
Yes, you have to get the passes.
Rumble.fl.us.doll.net.
Yeah, but Rumble.net is being fucking slow as fuck. It's not going on.
Found my host name. Awesome. Anyway, now that we're talking about IRC...
Found your host name?
Yes.
Okay, I got no... Okay, there we go. Okay.
Yeah, you suck. Anyway, I'm out of stuff for the show. What about you? Got anything left?
What do you want?
What do you
There's want? People in the fucking site. Who's Pony... Who the fuck are these people? Who's
They're
Pony
people.
Boy?
That he has a little horse.
So this is the new show.
This is the new show.
The new host.
The old host.
With the most?
Dick in the ass.
Okay, we didn't get much cover this episode because this is the first episode of me back, and we're just kind of getting acquainted with the show again. But we'll have further... Okay, this episode ran a little long, so we're going to have more information packed in less time next episode.
And that's the goal from now on out.
Yeah. Do we still have a stats page?
Oh, yeah.
What is our stats page?
It's not publicly accessible.
It's not?
Nope.
You need a password to get to it?
Yes.
Where? What's that? What's the site?
I'm not telling you.
Okay. So, and our closing music's going to be, I don't even know if I could find this.
Ninja rap. Oh, come on, play that.
If I could find it.
I've got it.
Okay. But, that's going to be our closing music if we could fucking find it.
I own the CD.
You want to get, no, you do not.
I used to own the tape.
Oh my God, you actually bought that?
I bought a lot of embarrassing music when I was younger.
Okay, that's going to be the end of the show. And you want to give any shouts or anything? Or
yeah, shouts to Fizzone. Shouts to Ice Knife, because we're laughing at you. Shouts to Iron Geek. I'm sorry we're not hosting you anymore. Shouts to you for being on the show, man.
And I'll be back next time, hopefully.
Yeah, well, we've heard that before.
Because no one's listening to the show anymore.
Ninja rap. I'm sending it right now.
You did not just send it to me. Okay.
All right, later.
Anyway, this is going to be in the show. I've been... Okay, you've been...
Droops.
And I've been Obfuscate. Until then, we're Mickey Finn.
Gonna rock the town without being seen. Have you ever seen a turtle get down? Slamming and jamming to the new swing sound. Yeah, everybody let's move. Vanilla is filled with the new jack groove. Gonna rock and roll the place with the power of the Ninja Turtle bass. Iceman, you know I'm not playing. Devastate the show while the turtles are saying. Know what?
like a ninja.